Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Saw a tweet, as I normally do, just scrolling through social media. Someone said, why bother bringing out spinners to Australia? They never really seem to fire, and Yasser Shah is sort of suffering that fate at the moment. No wicket, and he's almost given up a double ton.
Yeah, interestingly, look, you've got to bring them out, but you've got to bowl differently here. You can't bowl into the wicket because it just sits up. So Yasser Shah is probably bowling, for me, a little flat. There's a lot of short balls. Warner's able to play him off the back foot a lot. And I think that, and even Labuschagne, they're playing the spinners off the back foot because it does just sit up and slide onto the bat. It's just bowling a different way. You've got to be able to drift and drop the ball. You must do it. And you need to do that at speed. So that takes some real skill. So it's a different style of bowling on the Australian wickets. And particularly when there's extra bounce, you've got to give it every chance to do that rather than sliding through. So it's a bit more overspin. That's the way to do it rather than being square spin and it just sort of slides onto the bat.
So more about lofting it up in the air and getting some flight, is it, to try and extract the bounce?
And that's not necessarily doing that slowly. That's not throwing it up and letting the gravity bring it down and bowling moon balls. It's nothing like that. It's being able to do that at pace and being able to adjust how the ball drifts and drops and things like that. And Shane Warne was a master at it. Stuart McGill was outstanding at it in Australian conditions. They're clearly the best in covered wickets, and amazing they played at the same time. But and Australia was blessed to see that, and that's how you survive as a leg spinner and a spinner out here. You need to have those skills to you. So obviously the Australian spinners have it, and the subcontinent ones need to learn those skills. The opposite happens when we go over there, is that it suits their bowlers. They're very familiar with it, and we've battled. Shane Warne's battled over there. Nathan Lyon's just learnt that, you know, bowling with the perfect seam in the subcontinent is not necessarily right. A scrambled seam puts a lot of doubt. Some skid through, and it's often the straighter ball. When the ball's spinning a lot, it's often the straighter ball that skids through that's a real challenge. So there's a lot of things to learn. That's a cool thing about leg spin. And any spin bowling. And that's why leg spin is the coolest thing in cricket.
The art of spin bowling with
twice
the game.
Absolutely. Well, it is. It's the best thing. You're not charging in and just going to bowl fast and bowl short. There's a lot of goal to it. One of the players, look, there's a lot of Shield cricket going on at the moment as well, and I've just been up at the MCG with the Sheffield Shield. And one of the players that I really love watching is Steve O'Keefe. Mm-hmm. He is a master at moving his chess pieces around and fielders and things like that. I was just mesmerised. He's bowled really tight up there, got one wicket. We may be a little fortunate to get the wicket of Harris out reasonably cheaply. But he was so impressive with how he just moves his field and manipulates things and challenges the batsman in their thinking. And really he's just bowling the same ball and again changing his pace. But I love seeing spinners in their element.
Is that the hardest part of, amongst the many tiny moving pieces in cricket, is that one of the hardest parts to try and get right, is not only the battle between bat and ball, but the synchronization, I guess, of bowler and field?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And for spinners, as younger spinners, a lot of the work just goes into the technical and being able to put the ball where you want to and have that type of control. Mm-hmm. The more senior you get, the more you develop, and certainly to first-class cricket, it's the ability to actually manoeuvre your field and get the batsmen playing to particular spots and getting them to force the ball through an outfield. And Steve O'Keefe sets in and out fields, and he'll swap things around, and then he'll move a player at deep point out for no reason other than for the batsman to sort of push for a single, but that brings the edge into play. And there's a lot of really cool things that it's a chess game, and it's so much fun to be able to do it. And, I'm getting excited because I feel like I'm still playing. But that's exactly what it was like, and I love being able to do that. And once you start manipulating the batsman, getting them playing your way, you can really strike and pick them up. And that's the evolution of the spin bowler. So a lot of good young leggies going around. I saw one in Swepson who bowled at the MCG a couple of weeks ago. And for him, it was more about just getting the ball into play. He had the one plan and he was getting the ball into play, where Steve O'Keefe is probably the advanced version in terms of he might be the Jedi Master rather than the Jedi Knight. he's got a lot more skill and been able to manipulate his field to force the batsman into error.
G'day, Mike Hussey here. Get on board Australia's best fantasy cricket game, KFC Supercoach BBL. It's fun, free and easy to play. Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.